I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Not mean to make you sit, not mean to make you jump, but yep, make the hotties in the party shake your rump. I like the way you comb your hair. I like the stylish clothes you wear. It's just the little things you do. That make me want to get with you.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom.
And a boom, boom. Just shake your rump.
Welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast.
One, two, three. I'm sorry.
Oh, you cannot take black women anywhere.
No, that used to be my jam. What are you talking about? Rump shaker?
That's flashbacks right there.
Rump shaker.
That is like the first video I think I ever got an erection from. Because I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yes, that's the first time to actually really show black women's butt in their full beauty across the stage.
No, it's true, it is.
I didn't even know I was an ass man until that time. I was like, what's wrong with my penis? It's ridiculous. How am I ever going to live this down? And you never do. You never do. Anyway, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're back for another episode on a Sunday, after the rapture.
That's right.
And nobody I know of got taken, so either it didn't happen or y'all are some ratchet motherfuckers.
And then not only that, I went on Facebook and I said, you know what? The world didn't end. Damn it, I better get paid on Friday or we're going to have some fucking issues.
And of course, I scheduled this show in advance with Patrice yesterday because I just made the assumption that Patrice wasn't gonna make it, and you know, I was hoping that I would make the cut. You know, I went outside at 6 p.m., but then I heard it might be on Pacific time, so I waited till 9. It was really embarrassing. My neighbors were just wondering why I kept hanging around their kids waiting on them. Because if the kids were gonna float, I was gonna grab one. I figured that was my only way. And since it never happened, I just look stupid. So I'm back.
You sure, pedophile? You know, that's what people say. Some people to hang around little kids out there playing ball.
Exactly. That's the other problem. So we got to deal with those issues in the court.
Yes, I don't care what nobody said. Jesus is black. That nigga was an hour late. It was 7 o'clock. I was like, oh, he is not coming. Screw him. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Actually, next Saturday.
He's like, I'm sorry, y'all. I got held up. Oh, all right. So, of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably heard this voice many times before.
Yes.
If you listen to Keith and the Girl, so all you Keith and the Girl fans, don't get on my shit.
I like that they have to get a shout out first.
Yeah.
An email about where she came from.
This is where it's worse than the shout out to the chat room on Black.
Exactly. It's the ultimate shout out to the chat room.
Yes. They will come and hunt you down. So
what?
Love you guys very much.
Yeah. But it's Patrice C. And from hellandheartaches.com or Patrice C on Twitter.
Yes.
Say what's up to everybody again, Patrice.
What's up again to everybody? I love you guys. I get the best, like, Twitters and tweets and new followers and stuff. I feel like the show that you guys do, because I think I ride that line on Twitter between Twitter and Black Twitter. So.
Welcome to the fold.
Yes, Black Twitter's the final frontier. It's an amazing thing, and I wish they would let me hang out. Like, you'll retweet me, or my friend Whitney, who's Whitberries on Twitter, she'll retweet me, and Black Twitter will be like, okay, I guess they say she's okay, and they'll like pay attention to me for a half a day, and then it goes back to nothing.
Yeah, Black Twitter is fickle. It is very fickle. So, but yeah, man, I'm obviously, you know, we love you here, and it's always cool when you get you on.
Yeah.
And I love following your tweets. I just retweet whatever you're talking about. It doesn't even matter sometimes. I'm like, I don't get it.
So ridiculous most of the time. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Justin Bieber has his own cologne, or, well, perfume, which is a whole nother bag of
that's not
bullshit.
Good.
Yeah. He's a little boy that sells perfume, Ken.
A little boy that sells cologne, he ain't worried. He ain't got no hair on his chest. Who was you trying to impress?
That's the funny thing. He's already had a line of nail polish.
Whoa.
You said nail polish as
in? Nail polish, because he came out with spring colors. I mean, I understand. It's where the money's at. Like,
wow.
He wanted their little Justin Bieber colors. Yeah, he had, I want to say it was with Opie, or one of like the bigger lines of nail polish that's in salons.
Wow. What they going to do next? Just dip them in glitter and say, here you go, girls.
Justin Bieber panty liners.
Justin Bieber draws for the girls that want to smell like Justin Bieber.
I mean, there's no limit to it anymore.
I know.
Slap his name onto it.
Yes, but like Justin Bieber bras for the little girls who just want a handful.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you can find this podcast on theblackguywhotips.com. Where you can sign up for donations. You can do recurring donations or one-time donations. Appreciate everybody that helps donate, especially when we went to buy those tires today. That was
I'm really glad
I did not have to dip into the donation pile for that one, but you know, just in case.
Yes.
Don't get paid till Friday.
I know what I'm saying.
So we appreciate that. Of course, you can leave comments for us and reviews on iTunes. 5-star reviews will get read, even if you think my voice is annoying and that I'm selfish.
Yes.
And even if you think Karen is annoying, or if you think the show is too long, or if you think the commercial breaks,
yes,
I will read anything you assholes have to say.
Yes, sir.
As long as it's 5 stars.
Yeah, we don't give a damn 5 stars.
Fuck it. Pay me. Facebook, of course, you can join our Facebook group. We're getting up. We're over 1,950 members, so we're getting close to 2,000.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're trying to break records.
Awesome.
People must be telling people or something.
I know. They're talking about us in the streets.
As long as they don't get back to my coworkers.
Oh, mine either.
And, of course, Podomatic, you know, that's where you get. You go to Podomatic.com and search for us. And Stitcher Radio is the latest thing that we've added on. It's basically an application for your smartphone where you can stream the show without downloading it. And I believe you can stream the last 4 eps.
Yes, and it's really neat. I did it the other day, and it's really neat. All you do is, like, put up the name, put it in your favorites, and you can favorite a lot of different shows. And you can actually get it where you can actually play the podcast back.
Yep, that's how I do it.
It's a really neat feature for those of you who don't want to tie your phone up with downloading.
Yeah, I like it. I approve. Of course, you can email the show, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. You can hit us on our voicemail, 704-557-0186. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'm say that again. That S in DAT.
And of course, Karen.
No, I was going to say, with the exception of Justin and Will, I think Patrice is the most recurring person.
I think.
Oh, you breaking records over here, hey? And she don't even have to leave home. She can do it in her pajamas with us.
This is the best time in bed. I'm not even going to lie. I'm in my bed.
And of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. All right, and if you don't like the podcast, of course, you can go fuck yourself. That's and this podcast is sponsored once again by an album of audio plays, not just one audio play. No, that's for rookies and amateurs. This is an album of audio plays by Alexa Yeans. Dexter didn't correct me on the pronunciation of her name, so I'm gonna guess I said it right.
Right, yes.
Cause it was either Yeans or Yemez, and you know, I didn't want to disrespect her culture wherever she came from. Best Stories Volume 1. Featured on this album are the audio plays Dancy, Die Alone, Girls Don't Cry, The Loophole, and Tourism. There's also a couple bonus tracks you can't find anywhere, featuring Alexa doing improv and an interview with her. The album is available at Amazon.com, at Napster, and at Rhapsody, and it should be available on iTunes next week. And if you're a throwback, you would rather have a hard copy CD, because, you know, some people like hard copy CDs, or like 8-track,
LPs, 45s,
And so
you got you covered.
If you gotta have it in your hands, maybe you're a conspiracy theorist, I don't know. Keep your eye on the website, shadowdollproductions.com, and you can order the actual CD. So, all the business is done.
Yes.
Everything's been promoted.
Cool.
Are you ready to take my hand and join me in this podcast adventure?
Yes, but I don't want to touch you.
Okay. I've been watching these, the NBA playoffs, and they do every year they do this, but there's these movie tie-ins.
Yeah.
With the playoffs, where they show clips from the movie, then they show like a dunk or a highlight.
Yes.
And then they'll show like a character from the movie saying something.
Yes.
So it'll be like, Captain Jack Sparrow is the only one going for the gold. this summer.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they show like
somebody a dunk.
Yeah, they show like a dunk. They're like LeBron James takes on Derrick Rose.
Yes. They'd be like, Captain Jack Sparrow isn't the only one going to the edge. You know, this is, you're like, what the hell that got to do with each other? But that's what they do.
So I was thinking, like, what would be the worst movie tie-ins? Like, what movies could they not do? Because they're doing, like, The Hangover. They did, of course, this new, what is it, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Like, they're doing a bunch, but, like, could they do, like, a Madea movie tie-in?
That was my thought. Like, how would a Madea tie-in work? I just want Cicely Tyson to be involved.
like, could you do Sex in the City 2 tie-in, you know?
Oh, wow, yeah.
They're not the only
one. They have Samantha. Yeah, Samantha's not the only one that knows about balls.
Right. They're just always like the, not the actual line from the movie. It's always like an ad lib or a reaction shot.
That's right.
So it'll be like a dunk from, I don't know, Kevin Garnett. And then they'll cue Samantha going, oh my, or some shit.
Yeah, and I think with Madea, they'd probably get banned. It'd probably be like, one with Madea, like, clicking a gun, then somebody going out there brawling in the Malice at the Palaces and shit. So I don't think that would go too well. I'm sorry.
Don't make Kobe have to go in his purse. No. Right?
Yes. Don't make me go get my mama.
Right. Dwayne Wade's gonna bust a cap in everybody.
Yes. Yeah, honey child.
Yeah. So you know, also we have female guests on all the time.
Yes.
Pat Patrice. You had Miss Deidre, aka Miss Music Lover. We had Yoli the Jew last week, who guys seem to be in love with.
Very.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
No.
I love that y'all.
I know.
We ain't angry.
Y'all loving them means y'all will keep listening to our show because they'll be back.
Yes, we've had. Yes, we've had Sarah J.
Yeah, Sarah J was on here. Which, of course, guys love her. They literally jack off to her, so.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get more explicit than that.
The Media Complex.
Yeah, Complex Media.
Complex Media, my bad.
Yeah, but we just have female guests all the time, right?
Yes.
So, why hasn't, and maybe I'm giving away too much of a secret, but why hasn't one of these single guys just started a podcast to talk to girls?
Yes.
Like, this is such an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Start a podcast.
It might be too easy. Like, that's the reason no one thought about it. Like, that works.
I would just start a podcast because if you're on Twitter or some form of social media, you want to get, like, promote yourself, promote whatever you're talking about. So if some dude is like, you know, hey, I got a podcast. Would you like to come on? There's a good chance, you know, at least 50-50 that you can get some of these hot chicks to come on your show. And then you can talk to them. And they probably wouldn't talk to you any other time in real life.
No.
So it's put in.
Yes. And on top of that, I think secretly people don't want to admit it, but I think some dudes might jack off to some of the girls' voices because the way they be talking about them on Twitter. Oh my God.
Really do.
So yeah, I'd be like, wow. I'd be like moaning and groaning. I was like, whoa. You know what?
Patrice.
I don't mind, you know, if we're going to the porn industry, you know, because I know it's money to be made. We can do that.
Patrice, how do you stay asexual, though? Because, I think guys are always kind of like, Patrice is just kicking it on the show, but I'm pretty sure that everybody has the same type of, the same type of feeling about Patrice. So it's like, oh, I love Patrice.
Yes.
But it never crosses over into, man, I got to jack off when Patrice talks.
No.
I think it's because I ride the border of it being understood that I will not tolerate you jacking off to me without my permission.
I will not tolerate
such behavior. So if you are doing it, keep it all the way to yourself.
Yeah, she's kind of like the sassy aunt almost. Like, that's enough. Yeah. I mess with
people. No. Don't do that, yeah.
but we get it a lot from, like, just, they wanted us to have a sexy voice off. Just have all the female guests on the show. I don't know how you do that.
Me either.
How do you win a sexy voice off?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Make them say unsexy things in sexy ways, and then whoever wins, I don't know. I'm not putting thought into this shit.
But we'll get an email on it. Somebody get it together.
But it just seems like these dudes all, it's free pretty much to get most of the stuff you need to do the podcast, other than maybe a mic or
a microphone, right?
And I think most dudes don't have the dedication. I don't mean no harm. I think a lot of
Karen, dudes are very, very dedicated to getting pussy.
I'm not talking about the pussy part. They're very dedicated to the end. Some risk they like for pussy, so I completely understand that.
That was a fart.
I see how they get down.
Some will get shot over pussy, so I know it is serious for them niggas out there in the street.
They're like, I ain't setting up a Skype account, though. I draw the line.
Yes. I don't do Facebook. Mm-mm.
Also, I think that they're awkward enough. They probably wouldn't be able to hold, like, if that's their motive, like, their motive is to do a podcast, they probably wouldn't be able to hold a conversation. Like, they would fall apart quite quickly.
Yeah, they'd be like, so, our guest today is Patrice. Hey, Patrice, what do you have on?
Show me them titties, girl.
Yeah, I noticed that you're not on cam right now. Did you tell me why?
Exactly. They'd mess it up with awkward within minutes.
You ever have a monetary transaction with somebody and things are going really good until you realize you don't have enough money at the time? Like, I was paying for parking at the parking attendant, and it was $5, right? I rode all the way up there and realized I had $4.
Oh.
And so as I'm talking to him, because, like, I was in Karen's car instead of my car. The guy's like, oh, man, I see you trying to upgrade, son. Oh, yeah, he's from New York. I forgot. He's like, I see you trying to upgrade, son, what it is. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? Just trying to get this parking up. And I'm counting the money in my hand. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm giving him $4. Then I'm going in to change. Karen apparently keeps no change in her fucking car. So I'm like fishing out pennies and shit. Just feeling pathetic. And, like, as he was counting the money, like, all the smile went off this nigga's face, yo.
Smiles are not free. Smiles cost $5.
Not minimum. $4. Not $4.50.
No.
$5. He was hot. And he acted like he didn't believe me. He knew me well enough to know about the car, and he knew us from coming up there all the time.
Yes.
But when I was like, man, let me just go inside, get a dollar from my friend, I'll be right back. He hit me with the, like, you do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. You're going to bust up your whole relationship for him for a dollar.
For real, man.
And I was like, I ain't losing my job. Not for a dollar.
I don't know if it was because his bosses were out there or whatever, but... You know, I just felt bad. Like, I gave him that dollar. Like, here you go, man. Can we still be cool?
Yeah.
Can we still be cool?
How you doing, white people? I'm sorry to embarrass him at his job like this. This is not a hookup.
No.
But yeah, I thought we were cool until that time, man. That shit got a lot less friendly, man. Speaking of, friendliness, we have an email thread for me and my friends. That go to wing night. And I haven't been going as much because, you know, I've been doing a podcast on Thursdays and shit. But I went last week, and the reason this is going to be well, you'll see later. So we had an email chain going on like Monday.
Okay.
And in the email, there's this one chick on Facebook. Not one. There's a lot of them. But she was spazzing out at this time. And you know how some chicks do those pity for me Facebook statuses?
Yes.
So it'll be like...
Pay attention, please. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, friends will let you down if you ever turn your back. They'll be sure to put a knife in it. Yes. You know? And you can't like that status.
No.
But you have to go act like, what's going on, babe? Come on.
Oh, you have to like it and then explain yourself.
I agree, you know. Be strong. So somebody did that or whatever, and they were all talking about it on the email thread, and somebody was like, I dare you to put this quote from a movie, the movie being Billy Madison, where at the end when he was taking his test, he was like talking to the actual to in front of his school, and the principal let him finish his answer, and he goes, you know, that was the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. No point was anybody ever enriched by that. I think we are now even dumber for having heard it.
Okay.
So they took that quote and they was like, I will pay somebody $20 to put this in her status. Now, obviously, I don't give a fuck about people, and I'm kind of an asshole. So, of course, I did that shit. I was rushing to do it. It's not fair. It's not my fault. The asshole gene is recessive. There's nothing I can do about it. So of course I definitely copied and pasted that shit, and she deleted it a while later, but you know, whatever. So fast forward, we go to wing night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm at wing night, and I don't keep up with all these random white chicks on my page. They're all just girlfriends or former girlfriends of my friends.
Yes.
My real friends.
Yeah.
So I don't keep up with
right.
these.
No,
you know, I don't care.
No, they're not that important.
So she was actually at wing night, and I didn't recognize her, which is fine with me.
Yes.
But so I was making a joke about how I did that on her Facebook page, mm-hmm. and somebody's like, she's right there. At which point, I had to either double down or withdraw from the table. So I doubled down.
I gotta play it to the end, or
it's either time to go good night, and it was early. I could either go good night, or I could stay and make it more ratchet. So I decided to stay. I basically was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, I had been drinking, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if she's here or not. I was like, I that shit was stupid, you know. And so they all were trying not to laugh, but I was being funny and they were laughing. So then later, the guy who actually promised to pay me $20, he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking and all, and she's still sitting like two seats down from me. And I'm like, hey man, you got my $20 for putting that thing on her Facebook status? His face was red, very red. And he was very upset with me for a second. I was like, I'll tell you what, man. We have wings at 25 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, just pay for my wings tonight and we'll call it even.
Yes.
So he saved like $15. Yes. You know, that's how I looked at it.
Yes.
Maybe he got embarrassed and called out in public, right?
Yes.
He got a little embarrassed.
Yes, and my thing is that don't do shit like that if you don't want to be called out, and you did it on a public forum.
Right.
So she was gonna find out anyway.
I'm the only one supposed to take a bullet here.
I don't blame you.
Well, I gotta go down alone.
You know what I'm saying? They just made me look like the random asshole that never talked to her but went on her page and posted that bullshit.
No, they know more shit about it than we do.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe I was in the wrong, but anyway, I made $5 and that dude saved 15, man. It was a good deal.
That's a win-win.
Everybody won. That's it.
So we know about the rapture yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of thoughts on this, man, and one of them might be more fucked up than the other one, but the first one is this. If the rapture happened, would it really be that bad?
No.
maybe I'm being a dick, but I kind of think it would make the world better. I kind of think we could use the loss of some people. Like, and it'd be good because God came and got them. It's not like they died in a horrible catastrophe or
something like that.
Something.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole genocide of one race of people or something. It's,
right.
You know, maybe a group of people. I mean, they do all, supposedly, they're all devout Christians. But, one, unemployment is fucked up right now. You know? The environment's all fucked up. There's too many people here. You got all kinds of wars and shit. Of course, you could have gay marriage, which I think is a plus. You wouldn't have to worry so much about the whole abortion debate.
True.
You know, people could be pro-choice and everybody could just live happily and deal with that. I kind of am sad that the rapture didn't happen. We needed these people gone.
My only issue would have been zombies. That's my only problem. Like, all those bodies left behind, like something that happens. Concern. Zombies in fresh water.
I was hoping the bodies went with them. I just thought they would just either disappear or float off.
Nobody was clear on that. Are we gonna get a pile of bodies or a pile of clothes? Which one?
Yeah. And I'm not sure that zombies and people that are that devout, you know, is there that much difference? I don't know. I've seen these.
But zombies come from unoccupied bodies, so point blank period. I would assume if we're leaving bodies behind, we have an opportunity for zombies to come around.
Yeah, I wasn't really prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, they were talking about that. They said some dude actually put it on the Centers for Disease Control, had like a whole article and stuff talking about zombies. I was like, word for real?
Is he the same guy that wrote the Black Women Aren't Attractive Psychology Today article?
He might have been. Because I was like, what scientific evidence do you have for this, sir? You post on the same site that people go look up shots for their 5-year-olds. Okay.
Right. I don't need no evidence or scientific method.
No.
Fuck that. I talked to my friends and they said black women wasn't hot, son. I'm done. I got a whole article out here explaining this shit. Give me some graphs.
Yeah, they might be in trouble. You know, a lot of black people are Christians now, so it'll be a lot of black zombies.
So that was my first thought. You know, of course, things might be a little better.
Yeah.
My second thought about the rapture is, if you really did believe the rapture was coming, and you were like a airplane pilot, or driving a car, or doing anything where somebody might get killed if you happen to disappear that second, you might be an asshole.
But you don't have no control over that.
You knew it was coming at 6.
I'll take the whole day off.
Just yeah.
I'll just think, hey, schedule around it. Okay.
Hey, you are a huge asshole, sir. You do not deserve to go to heaven if you said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fly this plane and take the risk.
I'm going to go ahead and do my 12 hours a day.
Yeah, I got to get paid. You know how it is, son. Like, maybe you are kind of a jerk, man. You should not get to do anything that day that might resemble something that might hurt somebody. That's all. You know, if you're a security guard at the bank, you take that day off.
True.
What would happen if you're not there? They might get robbed, and now nobody's there to stop the robbery because nothing but evil people are left. I'm just saying, man. It just seemed like an asshole thing. And of course, as people say, well, look, that's impossible, Rod. Nobody knows when the rapture's coming, right? Nobody knows that shit. When the real one comes, just people are just going to disappear, and it's not going to be their fault. Planes will crash out the sky. Buildings will burn, and, you know, there's going to be no fire department, all kinds of shit. Well, if that's the case, then is God an asshole? How can you just be taking people that are doing shit? That is wrong, man. You can't just be taking... I'm about to get shot. I called the cops. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The police department got raptured. I'm sorry about that, sir. They will not make it today.
Madass. He wouldn't like to be treated like that. And then we get into this whole do unto others bullshit. This sounds like a real asshole move for his part.
Yes, not cool, God. Can I at least get a Facebook invite? Something. An e-vite. I even accept the e-vite.
Accept something. Twitter post. Could you imagine, like after the rap shit, God put a Twitter post. We out, niggas.
Yeah. He regulators. Alright, so the other thing too, I wonder about, do you think in 9 months, I'm looking forward to this the most, in 9 months, rapture babies?
Ooh, that's a
high. I never even considered that one.
Yeah, because they said people were doing crazy stuff. I was looking on Yahoo and they were saying people were like selling their personal items, cleaning out their bank accounts, just doing weird stuff. So, yeah, a lot of diseases going on. People are just fucking random people. I'm gonna die anyway.
A couple people had to pull the goalie.
Yeah.
I find that amazing because everyone I know was just having brunch and making rapture jokes. We didn't do anything to prepare. It would have been the perfect time for it to actually happen because we were not ready.
I told you I was standing outside. I was ready. I just wanted to make sure no ceilings were going to be in my way in case we started floating up.
You go through the ceiling, son. You go through the ceiling.
It would suck to get stuck here because of a ceiling is all I'm saying.
Yes, it would.
I'd be like, why didn't you make it? Man, I floated for 3 days and God just gave up.
Like, just through this. I can't.
You can't make it to a window? Nothing? So yeah, I'm looking forward to rapture babies. I'm trying to buy some batteries today. And I'm tired of having to do fucking math when I buy batteries.
Yes, sir.
Battery people, decide one way to sell these motherfuckers is buy 8 and get 2 free. The 10 mm-hmm. pack. The plus 8 pack. Oh, no. Buy 8 and get a 9 volt. Like, what the fuck? Can I get 8 batteries? How much?
No. They do it like they do hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, hot dog buns coming to like 12. And the hot dogs coming packed to 6. Which means you have too much bread but not enough hot dogs, and not enough hot dogs, too much bread. They're the same people.
I mean, it can't be that much difference between Energizer and Duracell at this point. I mean, honestly. No. It can't be. Both of them probably work. Let me guess. It works.
It probably comes from the same damn factory.
Yes. The only batteries you don't trust are Rayovac. Everybody knows those chips are terrible.
Very.
If they sell them at Big Lots, they probably don't work. Like,
if they sell them open, they probably don't work.
Right. But in general, let me guess, Duracell works. Now stop trying to play head games with me and trick me into believing I'm getting more batteries than I'm supposed to be getting. I know y'all are still selling me the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed with battery people, man. I couldn't break up the math. I just bought 12 batteries. I was like, it said $7.99. They're not lying to me. I'm coming up with a new app for the iPhone.
Okay.
Words with Friends. Yes. So instead of Words with Friends, you pick people you don't like and you play Words with Friends with them, but it'll be called Words with Enemies, and then we'll add to the dictionary words like cunt, whore, jackass, imbecile, motherfucker.
Your moms.
Yeah.
Your moms. One word. Moms.
I didn't know bitch was a word. Well, it is now.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. You can play it, and the more insulting the word, the more points.
Hmm.
Yes.
Go racial?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it. Go racial. I know, Karen, you would excel at that.
Yes, I would. I would put out all the cars. Just like the L.A. Noir. They called them cheeks and called them spicks. They was going all in, niggas. I was like, damn, nigga, why ain't in on this game?
I haven't heard them say the N-word yet, but come on. inferred. It's inferred.
Yes, it is.
I was saying that stuff, Karen, because I make
up. Oh, that was you? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What I do when I'm...
That was him. Yeah, because I was laying, I kept saying, why is the video game saying nigga? Why they allowed this?
Yeah, the L.A. Noir is a game based in the 1940s Los Angeles, and you play a cop.
Yeah.
And yeah, because of that game, like, you know, back in the 40s, you were misogynistic, there was a lot of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, only the worst of the worst people are really racist and misogynistic, because the good guys in L.A., they would never say anything like that.
Mm-mm,
so,
ever.
My cop is always, like, respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, he had to interrogate a Jewish suspect, and he was trying to make him crack because the person he shot, he shot him because the guy was racist.
Mm-hmm.
And once he made him crack, he was like, I respect your religion and your right to practice it any way you see fit. And I hope that the DA goes easy on you and gives you murder two instead of murder one. And he walked out. And I was like, you know you didn't give him that speech in real life, dog.
No.
You know, you called him all kinds of racist shit. Because you're an L.A. cop. If they doing it in 2000... They was definitely doing that shit in 1947 when you couldn't get written up.
You know they were.
Oh, yeah.
So I add in the dialogue that is racist. I'm sorry. I feel it like it's a vacuum and needs to be filled.
Okay. Well, then, no, I did. I'm sorry, y'all. That was slanderous because I was kind of fading in and out of sleep. And I heard stuff like, so-and-so, nigga. I was like, what's going on,
Yeah,
huh?
That was me. Like, if I'm talking to a black suspect and it's like, did you look in his wallet? Because I did ask a black man that. And it's like, did you look in the wallet? And the guy looked kind of shifty. And I was like, well, did you, nigger? Because that's how I imagine it went down. No? You stay here, boy. I'll be back.
Don't have me pull out this bitty stick and whoop your ass, boy.
Yeah, that's how I imagine it went down. So, like, every time when they talk to women, of course, broad, dang, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. I think that's how it went down. I don't think they would really be sick.
Right.
Being proper.
No, it was like, what happened, African American gentlemen?
Yes. I'm sure you were on your way to work. Like, there was one, and they had like some black dude, he was like breaking into somebody's store to steal some drugs. And I was like, okay, now that's about right. That seems, this is the kind of crime I imagine LAPD people actually do bust.
Yes, and the funny,
like that, this feels better.
Yes, I feel more comfortable here. And the thing about the game that I love, I don't ever play a lot of the games that Roger plays, but I always love to sit in the background. And it's funny when he interrogating people, because they have like a button that says like true, doubtful, and lie. And so I be looking at the people's faces, and I'm like, she telling the lie. He tell the truth. Like, I'm damn Judge Judy. I feel good.
She's pretty good, too. She's normally right. Now, I can't tell. I don't know, man. But one thing it does is, like, it has this really good facial recognition software.
Yes.
Where they're able to really...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're able to mimic the human face
and
really
they look
well.
Really, 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 like, somebody... It's like, if you looked and you weren't really paying attention, you would think I was watching a cop movie.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Right. Oh my god.
So today when we go in to get the car, sir, get the new tires on the car, I couldn't help myself. I was looking at that motherfucker like the video game.
I would have.
And it was working. I'm convinced it was working. Cause I, like, alright, so we go get the car service, right? We've had the car worked on there before.
Yes.
And I don't trust mechanics. They probably all cheat on their wives. Like, this has got to be what it feels like to date a dude that definitely is cheating on you.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking at
you
times.
Know? Yeah. What is it like? Well, you're like, well, what is this number doing in your pocket? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Oil change, I don't know. So, I'm talking to the dude, and, well, you know, I'm like, look, we got the car serviced here before. I just want some new tires. We go get something to eat at IHOP, which is like prison food with butter and cheese on it. So we go get something to eat at IHOP, and then we come, and the guy calls me on my phone, and he's like, you know what, your coolant's a little low. The fuck does coolant have to do with my tires?
That's right.
They putting coolant in the tires? The fuck you doing looking under my hood? I said, don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway, sorry. Yes.
I feel you.
Sorry.
Yeah, he putting his frustration, because the issue that I have, like I said, Roger went in, but the issue that I have is that, especially being a woman, they automatically think you're dumb and you're
stupid, oh, yeah,
idiotic, and so a lot of times I try to keep cool, but every now and then I like snap, and like I said, I've been cheated several times, so I started getting smart and I started catching on. So one time, and one of my girlfriends had went to go get her car fixed, and she was having a problem. Her engine was raising when she was starting the car. So me and her went to this dude, and the dude was like, yeah, I take cash only. I looked at her. I looked at him. I said, we got to go. She said, what? I said, no, you don't understand. Cash only? This nigga doing some shit he ain't got no business doing. And then the whole time he was talking, I was like, does this include labor? Does that include labor? Does that include parts? And the more I talk, the uglier his face got. Nigga, we're going to fall out here in this parking lot if you think you're going to screw my friend over. And that's why it's being women. You got to be on top of that stuff.
You do. He realized you could read. He's like, oh, no, forget it.
Oh, one of those.
Oh,
you can read.
Why are you looking at the receipt?
Yes. Why are you watching? I charge you $700 in labor.
So, okay. So this is what bothers me, man. We went up there before and we got the car worked on because the coolant was fucked up, right? Supposedly they fixed it. They put a new thermostat in, they put in new hoses and pipes and shit. Just all, you know, fixed it. So I'm like, cool, you know. Drive off, car seems to be working fine since then. No issues. So the guy called me, he's like, yeah, you know, check, your coolant's kind of low. Look, it looks like it has all the original parts, so you need a new thermostat and some new pipes and some new hoses. And I was like, nigga, y'all did that.
Yes, you, not only did you do this, so my car is not super old, but it's an older car. This car would not run with this original parts. Shit right. has got to be replaced.
Well, I mean, the point being, they did the work. He wasn't even, like, it's one of those bad lies, like when, like, well, where'd you go tonight? I was playing basketball at 3 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, one of those type of lies where you're just okay. Like, you could have just, you just don't care. Why didn't you look into your fucking database, your system, and see like, hey, this guy, we've done work on here before. We've actually done, or at least said we did all this work in the past. We're actually gonna have to, not use that lie. We have to use a new lie. So I told him, like, y'all replaced it. He's like, oh, well then maybe you don't need a thermostat. You just need this. It's a little, I'm like, dog, what the fuck? So now I'm eating my meal angrily and, you know, cause it's IHOP, which is so delicious, right? Anyway, I couldn't even enjoy my meal. Karen drove me back down. I had to wait. And so when I was talking to the dude, I LA Noir'd him. I was making him lie. He was looking dead in his eye and he wasn't able to make eye contact.
Yeah, because they didn't do their job. Because my thing is this. Obviously, you did not look underneath my hood. You didn't ask me what... Well, you didn't look underneath the hood and you let me know you didn't. Well, you just assumed that everything needed to be replaced.
Yeah, this is a terrible lie. I don't trust them motherfuckers, man. Mechanics are shady people.
Yes.
I don't know any good ones.
Yes.
That's why they work on Sundays, because they don't go to church. None of them was getting raptured.
They were not in trouble on the rapture.
No. It was all making plans for tomorrow.
And,
you know?
And then the ones that are good, a lot of times, don't nobody know about them because they're good and they ain't trying to cheat you.
Yeah. So I was...
Right.
I was so pissed at that dude, man. And just watching him lie to me, because like on L.A. Noir, when you're interviewing a witness or a suspect, you have 3 responses to their response. So if you say, hey, where were you the night of the crime? And then they're just like, I don't know, I was asleep. And then you can believe it's true, you can doubt it, or you can think they're lying. You know, and if you're wrong, then that's the end of the question, and you lose, you gotta start over, right?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's serious. They don't play that shit. So, when the dude was doing that, I was doubting him. I was like, X. I know the answer to this one. I don't believe y'all can look under the hood.
Mm-mm.
But they have your car hostage, man. I mean, he called and said the signal light was out. We haven't noticed the signal light being out.
No.
But I mean, what am I gonna say? This is like, fuck it, man. You got the car, right? I mean, at this point,
you know, like I'm done now. There's nothing to do. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like right now, you just got the tip in. You know, I don't want to get an attitude with you. Like, you're my car hostage, you know? Like, just do what you got to do,
and
man.
You know what? And not all mechanics, but it's like mechanics are like thieves. They steal your shit, then get mad. You be like, hey, you stealing my shit? Nah, I wasn't stealing your shit. I was just trying to borrow your shit. I was going to bring it back. Right. You like, look, nigga, my shit is in your hands.
Yeah. They're car hostage takers.
Yeah.
Because then your car's back there. Hey, your signal light's broken. No, it's not. Well, it's gonna be broken when you get the car back, because you might want to pay me my $12, sir.
That's what you need to get back. We're gonna break it in a minute, so just go ahead and
yeah. For all you know, we broke it putting your car up on the fucking platform. It doesn't matter.
Oh, they may have.
I'm telling you, it's broke, and the only answer is yes. I'll pay the $12.
Yes, but I wasn't paying for that other shit. Hell no.
Oh man, tires are fucking expensive, man.
Yes, they are.
Maybe I'm just that stupid, but like I went on their website and was looking at tires, and it's like $65. I was like, okay, 65 times 4. No. Nope. He was like, I was like, 65 times 4, that's like around 240 or so. That's good. He's like, yep, that'll be $395 with tax. I was like, whoa, what happened between this and that?
Yep, they charge you a fee for recycling your tires.
Yes.
Yeah, they have all kinds of
fees. He charged me a fee for mounting the tires, but it's like, who's buying tires that don't get mounted?
I know.
Does anybody walk in and just go, hey man, let me get 4 tires? Oh, no. Don't put them on.
Just leave them there. I'll pick them up.
I'm building a swing set.
Jesus Christ.
I just need 50,000 mile radios.
The kid's gonna win.
At that point, just ask me for $5 extra. Don't make me feel like you've done something for it. Just request it.
I thought the French dude from the IMF was gonna walk in while I was in the way. And just be like, come on, you know what time it is. Anyway, man, so. I was thinking also with the rapture, man, what I was going to do when I snuck into heaven. Because I figured, you know, you get raptured. But then you got to go to the Golden Gate or whatever, right?
Yes.
To get in. And who's at the gate? Isn't it like Paul or somebody? One of them niggas.
I think it's Peter.
Peter, yeah. I was going to try to wear like a hoodie and just dap my way up into heaven. Like, because everybody's always like, oh, no, I'm going to yell at Jesus and be like, hey, dog, it's me. You know, or whatever. I don't think that'll work.
Busy. Nah, he ain't gonna have time for you.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work. Mm-mm. So I'm gonna just get in line and just try to sneak in like you sneak in the club. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna put my hoodie on. I'm gonna take like $20.
That is smart.
Yes. I'm gonna infinite nigga dap my way into heaven. Just give him the pound with the money in my hand and just put the hoodie on and just kind of dap him up. You know, like put my head and give him the black man head nod. And slide right into heaven. I thought that was the easiest, best way in. I mean, it's what I gotta try. But, you know, luckily I didn't have to figure that out yesterday, so I was good.
I'm glad.
Speaking of those movie trailers, hey man, Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean, he's clearly on the down low, right? He is clearly on the down low.
He's not even on the down low. He's just not talking about it.
Here I am.
Yeah, he's like the gay dudes that can flirt with women because they're like, I'm so gay. I can suck on your titty. Trust me, I don't even get anything out of it.
Yes.
It's just...
Girl, I'm not even doing it for me.
It's just hilarious, you know?
Yes.
Because, like, he's, like, trying to come on to Penelope Cruz or somebody in the... who at One Hill Sticks? In the trailer. And I'm like, I just don't buy it.
Me either.
I don't buy it, man. And I love Johnny Depp. Maybe he's just... He is actually playing him as a gay person. But Disney can't come out and say it.
That's true, too.
You know, he's a method actor or some shit, but I don't know. He's clearly gay. And then the last thing I want to talk about before we do articles. Have y'all seen the new Beyonce video?
Not the whole.
Yes.
I've seen clips of it.
It's called Girls Run the World. Or as I like to call it, Girls Ruin the World. Because if that shit is feminist power brought to life, then oh no. Oh. I saw that video. I thought everybody was tripping online. Because, you know, Twitter. They go in on everything.
Nah, that shit looked terrible from the 15 seconds I seen of it.
Yeah. I mean, but Twitter is bad. Like, if the rapture did come, Twitter, people would be tweeting like, man, they ain't even taking them up to heaven that fast, you know? Yo, son, they just leaving the bodies here. Word. But with the Beyonce video, you know, I finally saw it, and she's like walking two hyenas on a leash. She's in
that Illuminati conspiracy. People are going to have so much fun with this video. There is so much to pick at. It's like the meatiest thing. Oh my god.
She's like in the desert or Africa or something, and she does some type of chicken dance that was just wow, just. Oh, Beyonce.
She's dressed like a crow and doing some kind of bird lock.
Yes, it was. And in the dirt. Like, the whole video takes place in the dirt. Like, it just, things were not adding up. Like, at this point, I hope she's in the Illuminati, because maybe it would make sense. Either that or she is out of damn mind. But, you know, I saw Bossy, Iggy, you know, from Bossy World Live on Twitter. She was tweeting about it. Apparently, people were getting mad at her for talking bad about Beyonce.
They love that Beyonce, don't we talk?
Oh, they don't play. No, you can't do that. That's not allowed.
Beyonce fans like the Republicans. They come and shoot your ass. You better leave them people alone.
She's Creole. They'll put a root on you.
So I came up with a theory. I think the reason that Beyonce fans like her so much is, if you think about it, because most of her fans are, you know, single black women, you know, I think that there's a huge void of music that would actually make single black women feel any other way than just being a hoe.
True.
Like,
yeah, I know that it is.
Like, name the next most feminist pop music maker for black women. Who's that?
And it's not, it's I'm cheating on you, you cheating on me, we falling out, I'm fucking him, she doing this, you a hoe, and
you gotta go all the way to the other end and do like Erykah Badu or somebody. Like, I'm not that earthy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you can't play, look, I love Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and even Alicia Keys. Yeah. You can't put that shit on in the club.
No.
I'm sorry, it's cool, but you can't put, you know, Let's Take a Walk in the Park at the Dark in the club, man. Ain't nobody about to rock that with they chicks on the way to the club.
No, we're not.
There's no high energy remix of that. No.
No, we're not going to be barefooted and walk through the grass.
Exactly.
Not at the club, no way. Not in these 6-inch heels.
I was gonna say Carrie Hilson, but all her songs are about skeezing too. Like,
yeah,
she's not even famous enough to talk about, but all her songs are about skeezing. Like,
yeah.
I did your man while you were sleeping, and
that's right. Or either making love in the club, you know.
Yeah, that's all the fucking dude songs are like, I'm trying to fuck. Which is what dudes are trying to do, but still, like, all of them are pretty much that way. Well, it's so respectful.
You know, Enrique Iglesias closed the book on the whole genre. I am fucking you tonight.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
You've been informed. Did you get the e-bite? Did you know?
You could have told me that before I paid $5 at the door. I could have just stayed at the house.
But, you know, and like, of course, between the really, really misogynistic songs, you know, which for a long time, people have always joked on chicks for dancing to, you know, whenever they say hoes, get on the floor, touch your toes, look at all these girls, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're dissing chicks for that, trying to make them feel bad. Fantasia Barrino came out with that song, Baby Mama. But you ain't doing nothing but reminding them chicks of problems.
That's an issue.
Yeah. Now I'm at the club, I can't get hyped to Baby Mama, cause now niggas be like, why you ain't with your kids?
That's right. Where is exactly. Your kids?
This is my jam, oops. You know?
Not everybody know I got kids.
Yes, oh my bad, you know? So like, that's, like, as uplifting as that song tries to be, you can't really have a good time with it. So I was thinking that Beyonce makes the only music that for a group of women that has pretty much been vilified for being single, vilified for having children, vilified for not, you know, oh, you can't find no man, you ain't got no husband, all these other, just, you know, oh, you're a hoe,
yeah, and all these,
you
other know, social issues,
right? So you listen to her music, What is her music is, I'm single and I'm happy, I'm independent. If you want to
pay my bills, leave me alone. Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing you can do for me is pay my bills. If you ain't a boss nigga, then don't even come over here. So it's like a lot of to a certain degree, uplifting music.
Yeah, and on top of that, bitch, if he made you mad, put your fucking dress on and go shake your ass.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
So for a lot of women, that they can relate to her. It's almost like she's singing to them. And I think people forget, for some people, music is very inspirational. And for them, they're like, look, she's not calling me a hoe. She's not calling me a slut. She's not saying I have to suck a dick. She's not saying I gotta fuck every dude in the club. These songs about me. And even this terrible song she got, it's Women Run the World.
Right.
You know, so it's still one of those I got a power type songs.
We lost the next person after her, which was Alicia Keys, with this whole sleeping with Swiss Beats when he was married mess. Like,
yeah,
singing all these songs about loving people forever, but wait, you just snatched up that woman's husband.
And even Alicia Keys, even her music is a lot more mellow.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's not fully pop. Like, I'm telling you, Beyonce had, and I don't know if it's because, you know, she's not allowing any competition. Or just, I don't know the inner workings of the music industry, so.
She is also, as a performer, I'm not even a fan of hers, and I don't say that I hate, I don't care. I'm not a fan of hers, but she fucking works. I have
been on some of the best concerts, and I had wanted to go to the concerts, but here the tickets were like $200-$300. I'm not paying for that.
Right.
And it just so happened that they like re-aired the concert live on like one of the channels,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh my gosh, this bitch works hard.
Man, really hard. She's not kid. She's not playing with you.
Man,
she did that video. She went straight head first down almost a flight of steps and stood up and acted like that shit was a dance move.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I would have canceled the entire concert.
Seriously.
I don't know what song it was. We have to go home now.
Right. I'd be laying on the ground going, concert over. Help me, get me off of here. Fuck these people.
The show is done.
And you know what? And I think because of her dedication, a lot of these women mm-hmm. are like, you know what? If this bitch can fall on national television and get clowned to death and just keep it with stride, I'm going to support her.
Well, what happens is that when she falls, all these women fall.
And that's true.
Right. But more importantly, when she gets back up, they all get back up. Like,
true.
They identify with her music because they're... It's a very maligned segment of the population. Very maligned. You know, if it ain't niggas tripping on black women, then it's motherfuckers writing articles about black women, and, you know, they're just hyper, I think her music is almost a response, to a vacuum that is created by the hyper criticism of black women.
Right.
So I'm not really gonna shit on black women for liking Beyonce, because while I don't think the music is that good, I think it's a response to something that is fucked up. Like, they're just dealing with, there is their way of, I guess, overcompensating to an extent, dealing with the criticism of, hey, you're black, you're single, you're ugly, don't nobody want your ass, why you ain't got a husband? And it's like, fuck you, I'm independent, me and my girls going to the club, put your freakum dress on, put your heels on, like, I can dig that.
Yes, and on top of that, I think for a lot of women, her music is a way of escape. Like, it's one of the few music that people can play and almost feel good about themselves. They can
even if you're not living the message, it's aspirational. If your man is an asshole, you do want to be with a boss dude instead.
And they don't care about the fact that her life doesn't necessarily mimic everything in her music.
Right.
You know? I mean, and the thing is, I'm not even sure that her marrying Jay-Z isn't about what her music's about. Because she does have songs where she's like, if I'm going to be dating a dude, he got to have all his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know that her, you know, people do like to accuse, well, she's always talking about being single. Well, she also does say, I need a boss that can do this, that, and the other. So maybe, you know, that's kind of, you know, half, six of one, half dozen of the other. But in general, I think, I don't know. I'm not going to shit on her fans. Like, I just can't. Like, fuck it, man. I get it. Until somebody comes out with other alternatives where you can get, you know, high quality music that is also uplifting and be able to feel good about yourself. Fuck it, girls. Put your freaking dress on.
Yeah, and that's not gonna happen because I didn't realize this. We talked about it the other day. Beyonce been doing this shit 12, 15 years. She been doing this shit a long ass time.
Right, and not no one contender. No, not one chick.
Nobody else is gonna be able to come in and take her fans. You can call me if you want to. They gonna shit on your ass.
Oh,
they will not give you a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, all you gonna be is the Beyonce wannabe.
Yeah, it's too late now. It's too late.
Yeah.
Like, if some chick, like, say Carrie Hilson decided, she's really a bad choice. But, like, just some other chick, some brand new chick decided, hey, I'm gonna try my hand at the uplifting single black woman music. Man, she would catch the beat down from Beyonce's fans. Like, what? Nigga, get out of here.
Sierra almost tried for a minute, and then she went, okay, but maybe the dancing is my strong suit. And right. then tried to be sexy, and it all fell apart.
She's like, I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to start fucking moguls. This is the only way I'm
getting. I can't. With Verizon's cell phone, I got the cell phone.
And the thing is, though, like, I wonder, what is the fate? Will she ever have a phase of her career where she does enter the boardroom and kind of, you know, market or, you know, globalize her image to other female artists and kind of make a whole, you know, like spread it out to two or three or four artists, you know, get in the board. I mean, I'm not saying everybody can do that. Obviously, Jay-Z is the perfect example of knows how to promote himself, can't promote somebody else. But I wonder if Beyonce will ever try that, because I don't know if any woman has ever been embodied with that power or given that or really endeavored into running their own label.
Right. She has more women, though. At this point, though, she's running so strong. She can go away for 2 years at a time and come back when she feels like it. I think the real game changer is when she has kids, if she's going to want to tour in the same way anymore.
Yeah, it's really up. Like, her career is so much in her own hands. It's really up to if she feels like doing it. I mean, I'm not trying to say what she should or shouldn't do. It's just one.
But is it translatable? Is it like, can she recreate something close to what she is?
Right. I have no idea, but it would be nice. Put it that way.
And it wouldn't surprise me or shock me if she was to do something like that, because when you deal with people that have such a hard work ethic, like her whole life's been work, perform, work, fly here, go here, do that, then all of a sudden that comes to a halt, or either she decides she doesn't want to do it, be in the music industry no more. I can see somebody like that doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff just to keep busy.
Yeah, I would love to see. I can't wait to see what happens with her, put it that way. She may decide, fuck that, I'm just going to be a diva until I'm 95, and that's her.
She could totally do that. If she decided to sing another song, she makes so much money from the clothes, the shoes, the fragrance. There's so many other things within the industry of being her that her singing is an accessory at this point.
And it makes me think, I think that, and maybe this might be a stretch, but I think it's possible she could be like the black Elizabeth Taylor. You know, just market herself forever.
Right.
And everybody would just love her regardless of when the last time you seen her perform or act or anything. I could see her doing something like that.
Go ahead, Patrice, I'm sorry.
Jessica Simpson is the perfect example of that. She, at best, was a C-level pop star. Mm-hmm. My girl makes $100 to $125 million a year selling them damn shoes at Macy's.
Damn. Wow.
God damn, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why she went home. I don't have to do this. I got it. I'm cool. I just wanted money.
I can make the money without getting on a plane?
Yeah, because my biggest flaw with Jessica Simpson was that bitch couldn't dance. She could not dance. It was not her thing. She could sing a ballad or two for you, and that's nice. She did a little stint of being a personality as far as reality shows, but once she hit that licensing deal, she was allowed to go home. I make shoes and handbags. They make denim. They make all that stuff. All she does is stay at the house and catch a check. Nothing.
That's the life.
I'm done.
Oh my gosh. I want to be like that when I grew up.
Yeah, but I actually think Beyonce has a chance to be bigger than all those people just because of her mantra, her audience, her crossover appeal, and, you know, like I said, if she wants to do it, I think it's right for the picking because no dude is going to do it. Like, there's been enough time You know, there's been enough time. We've seen what men do when they have female artists under them. All right, take them clothes off. Let's get shaking that ass. We'll auto-tune that voice. Don't worry about that. And bam, you know, they put you out there. They don't, you know, even somebody as talented as Alicia Keys, she doesn't have the same type of image as, say, a Rihanna.
No, she you know, doesn't.
And she's still but rough.
Rihanna, they sat down and gave her some media training.
Right.
Yes. Some kind.
Well, that's what happens when you're talented. You think like, oh, but I'm just making good music. And they're like, yeah, but Rihanna, look at Rihanna's hair. You see how that's done? Mm-hmm. See, that hair is called gig. Alicia, what is going on? You know what I mean? And it kind of is a little different, you know, like when you... You know, Alicia can go out and date Swizz Beatz, and we'll all forgive her for stealing that man, that woman's husband, because she's talented. She's talented.
And on top
but
of that,
Rihanna knows what not to do.
That's right. And Alicia Keys kind of reminds me of Monica. Alicia Keys is very talented.
Oh, Monica.
And Monica has a beautiful voice, but she was never marketed right. She never got with the right producers. She never got with the right writers. And she had put some beautiful songs out, but them shits didn't sell.
And she kind of cray cray. She
and her personal life bleeds into. Oh, she's crazy.
Yes, yeah, very. That boy is mine. Shit is real. That's how I can hear it in her voice. I was like, she's gonna cut Brandy.
Run, Fred, run!
Yeah, do y'all know that y'all can't have them on the same set. Can y'all film this and CGI this shit?
Did y'all let her know expressly that this is just a video?
Yeah.
She might not be clear about that.
Alright, man, so I just wanted to speak on Beyonce for a second. I had two women of color here and I thought, what better for them?
Cool. She'd be the only person to do it because I can't think of another artist that literally let her father go because she outgrew him.
Come on.
Yes. She was like, you know what? All right, then. Time for you to get your ass on. You have to pay all the money you're going to make off this gravy train. And on top of that. Yes, and on top of that.
She probably still gives that nigga a check. She's goddamn fun. She's like, don't worry. I will send you something every month. Don't worry.
Yes. You know what? Just like Roderick at the age of 32 finally came to the conclusion it was time to get his mama off his checking account. It was time for Beyonce to let her daddy go.
It's time for you to fly on your own.
And it's time for you to go. She finally said, fuck it, daddy. I can count my own dollars. I got a husband now.
Stop hating.
But she set the mother, too. The mother got the clothing line at Walmart. She's all over the Home Shopper general. She set them both up to fly on their own. Go ahead, y'all.
Yes. And she probably still taking care of them, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them will ever go without.
She probably calls that nigga Matthew.
No, you ain't daddy.
The bell, Matthew.
Exactly.
Jesus.
We are equals.
I know. Talk to my accountant.
Well, speaking of music.
Yes.
The rapper Nas has decided to speak on rappers who overbite, which I guess that's what they're calling it now. And it says, I hear it in a lot of people. Now, of course, biting in rap is when you try to steal or take another person's delivery. Or the way they flow, or their
I am so glad you explained that, because I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. All these people got these overbite teeth. I don't understand this. I'm sorry.
He does have a gap tooth smile.
Okay.
But talking about dental work is not fun.
No. Okay, I don't feel bad, Patrice. I was looking at Roger like, overbite, huh? You know, we need to call orthodontist. I don't understand this.
So the Queen's MC Nas recently discussed his take on delivering a signature lyrical flow for the past 20 years and how he feels about rappers borrowing it for their own rhymes. From Nasty Nas, yes, he had to speak on this, Patrice. The world needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where the fuck is, where's Nas to speak on this shit? And he came out from hiding. He said, hold on, let me finish writing this check to Khalees. Okay,
I'm with you.
And 000000
comma dot
.00.
So I want him to talk about that. I don't want to talk about overbite. I want to talk about how you end up when you had millions marrying someone else that has millions, ending up having to give them alimony, and the thing that would have caused me to end up in jail. He has to give her an additional $40,000 a year for an accountant to count the money he gave her.
Woo! Good, don't lie.
Can you even fathom that?
Nas lost.
Yes, he did.
But it says, he says, I like to stay doing me. I think the style is timeless. I hear it in a lot of people. and it reminds me how timeless it is, the kind of style I do. And once I hit it and it's right, it's golden. And if I'm a little off with it, I can't even listen to the song ever again. I'm just trying to perfect it so that it's right and it doesn't sound like I'm just doing something I already did. It feels fresh. This is the first time I'm ever doing it. That's what he told MTV.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened up about the state of hip hop and what MCs are making him step up his lyrical skills. I'm happy about music. It's pushing me back into the studio. I just love what's happening in music. I love Odd Future, who I listen to Odd Future. Them niggas need a hug. I'm sorry.
I got an Odd Future story after this.
Okay. I'm writing that down because them niggas need like child counsel.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Wayne making Nas step up? You can't step up to people you're already better than. I'm sorry. Calm down. Drake. Migraine.
Yeah, shut up.
Stop. Tired of these old rappers just giving young people a credit because they selling it at records.
That's right. Don't mean your shit good.
Okay, Kanye, Rick Ross, I can agree with those. Those dudes are doing pretty good for themselves and making good music. Even if it's lies, it's something that threatens my position or it makes me question what I'm going to do next. What kind of impact do I want to have now that I've been in the business this long? It's a challenge. It's scary even, but I'm very comfortable. I'm excited to see what comes out of me. I'm ready.
And that's only because you got to write that bitch that check. So you don't have a choice but to get back in the studio.
Can't not work.
Right.
That's not an option.
That's what he really means. I'm ready to get back to making this money so I can pay these bills.
Yeah.
And so, okay, now this is the point that I wanted to get to, though. There's been two rappers that made either odes to Illmatic or... I guess they would be an ode to it. It's like one's called Illmatic. It's by the rapper LZ or LZI. I guess that's how you pronounce it. And I listened to it, and it's all the beats from Illmatic, all the skits from Illmatic, all the ad libs from Illmatic, except he changed up his lyrics. Like, he put the lyrics that he liked, you know, that's currently relates to him. But it's the same flow. It's everything is the same except for the lyrics.
Okay.
And there's another artist, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he, Faquan or something like that. Anyway, whatever his name is. He made an album called Ode to Illmatic and did pretty much the same thing. And he's from California and, you know, basically they're just doing the same album. I can't listen to these albums.
I bet you they're terrible.
No, I'm not saying that, man. Okay. It is a lot of work. It does seem like excessive amount of effort. But I just, if you just pick an album that you felt was perfect. Say it was, Al Green, one of his albums, some shit. You just like, oh, nobody can make me just feel like Al.
Okay.
If another nigga just did the album, word for word pretty much, ad-lib for ad-lib, same beat, same song order, you probably would be like, this shit just make me want to go put on my Al Green, right?
Yes.
That's how I feel about these CDs. They just make me want to go put on the original Nas album, which is perfect. Right? It's his best album. These dudes are just like, I like him so much that I just did his album again.
No.
Yeah, how you gonna remake
the classic?
Yeah.
Not unless you remake the classic better, and odds are you're not. If you do, it's very hard to do.
Right? And especially since rap isn't like rock and roll where you can just do like a cover of somebody.
That's right.
Like, you can get your ass beat. No. Just... start going around city to city like, I'm gonna do Jay-Z's hits. And people be like, what the fuck? I didn't pay for this.
I know, so.
Get off the stage, Ja Rule. You know? So so you can't do that shit. So, you know, and I don't feel like I'm crazy for thinking that. Like, cause the album was that good. Maybe I think what they need to do is take some of these whack people's raps. Like Waka Flocka, he got an album full of great beats.
Mm-hmm.
Can we remake that into something I would listen to?
Why do the rap?
That makes me feel less terrible because I always listen to Waka Flocka songs and want to dance to the beat, but just eject the lyrics from my head. Like, what is he even singing? It's in English. Like,
yes. And it's very frustrating because these be some of the wackest, illiterate, dumbest ass niggas that has the hottest beats. And I can't help but sing. I'm like, Waka, Waka, wait a minute. Oh no, he got me. Damn it. I can't help it. Before I know it, I'm singing and snapping my fingers and dancing. I'm like, I just got dumber by the second.
Right. know, if you take an SAT after that moment, it will fail.
I get a zero. When you get 200 for signing your name, they're like, no.
They're like, who the hell is Karen?
Waka Flocka.
Roderick Flocka.
Hard in the paint.
Who's Roderick Flocka? Oh, damn. Did I fuck that up? I'm sorry. Paint is to hard as.
I have no idea.
So, anyway, man, I just was thinking about that. What's your odd future story?
So Odd Future, they're having a moment now. You know, all the kids that are in Odd Future / Wolfpack, Tyler, all the. So Earl, who's known as Earl Sweatshirt, is one of the standouts of the group. So he had a YouTube thing drop last year. It was a video accompanied by a demo song. So everyone's getting their solo albums in the group, and they present Earl with a solo deal. My friend Earl was 16, just turned 17. So his mother, you know, starts getting little messages from her friends like, do you see what your child is doing? And she's like, what do you mean? She goes online and meets Earl Sweatshirt. She has never met Earl. She knows the little boy she gave birth to.
Wow.
He once again is 17, so she sees all this fuck school, kill them all, I slay bitches, I come on people's faces, da da da. Earl Sweatshirt is currently in reform school in Samoa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had heard about this. I saw pictures. And because people were talking about Free Earl Sweatshirt.
That's what the new slogan is, Free Earl Sweatshirt, because his mother said, your 17 folks like, and sent him to reform school. He is currently sitting on what could be one of the biggest record situations in 2011 and has to wait to turn 18.
His mom's like, fuck that nigga, I do not approve, and you can't do shit without my permission.
It's funny though, because exactly. It's like, you know, that's where rap has gone now. Like, before it was, you know, N.W.A. and, like, it's Eazy-E got A's, and I heard Ice Cube got a college degree. Now it's, like, private school kids just acting up, and it's like, no, get in the corner. Time out.
His mother is something white, like, professional white collar, and his father's an African poet laureate.
Oh.
Like, so to her, that was very insulting.
Yeah, he don't come from streets. He comes from driveways. Like,
he comes from cul de sacs.
And I mean,
talk about fuck school, please.
And after you hear those lyrics, who wouldn't put that kid in something? Like, she'd be an irresponsible parent to let that shit keep happening. She gotta at least get him looked at. And it's like, I see. The best part is when. Go ahead, Patrice. I'm sorry.
No, like, you're not talking about not making up your fetish. You talk about killing bitches. I can't. No, you need to go somewhere.
I know. She was like, nigga, you got a real future.
Not an odd future.
A real future. Yeah, you put like this. You can own Odd Future. What? Come on, son.
You know what's funny, too, is like, when the picture surfaced online, to protect their rep, they had to deny that shit at first. They had to be like,
I didn't have to.
Of course he's not in school. He's a rapper. He's stupid.
He's in jail. Earl's in jail.
He can't spell. What are you talking about?
Yeah, free him from his situation. It's kind of like that. But yeah.
Almost.
That Odd Future, man. That group. Speaking of useless celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Rose finally spoke. You know how we've been waiting for her to speak up. After Kanye West dissed her at the Coachella where he was he changed the lyrics to his song. She was in the front row, and you know, she's currently dating Wiz Khalifa, who was like sitting off stage, I guess ready to perform next, or
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he had just performed, something like that. And he changed the lyrics to Stronger, and he said, I did anything for that blonde dyke, and she did anything when the time's right. So he called her a dyke, you know, because Kanye's so mature.
Very right.
So she said, hey, I got to come out and say something about this because, you know, it's time. She says, when I was with my ex, Kanye West.
Because
we
don't know who that would be.
Yeah. Ooh, which one? I didn't have a voice. I was there and I was new to the fame. I didn't understand everything. Now I get everything. With me and Wiz, we show our love to the world. We don't try to hide it. We're not quiet about it. We're just in love and we're just happy and we want people to follow in our footsteps and not be afraid in a committed relationship. I'm sorry.
Wow, word.
What? What the fuck? What's wrong? Why couldn't they get ratchet? You niggas will not be together in a year. What are you talking about? Oh, you know.
Yeah, you're being ambitious.
Like, when this album flops, y'all gonna have to break up. You'll kill him.
A single away from breaking up.
She says, it's just unfortunate that he said that in that song. You know, the part I just told y'all about. Because that's not the lyrics.
Oh, okay. I don't even know his own songs.
He's an idiot.
It's unfortunate that he fucked up those lyrics that called me a dyke. It is terrible on his behalf. I actually thought they were very clever. I can say whatever I want about him. I can write a book or do whatever you can.
Oh, bitch, I wish you would write a book.
I fuck Kanye West. The end. Where's my $20?
She wrote a newspaper headline, Amber Rose missing for 10 years.
She says, but I choose to take the high road. Because, you know, them publisher checks ain't cleared yet. It's just unfortunate that he has to constantly say shit. Is it unfortunate or is it keeping you relevant?
It's keeping
you relevant.
So, yeah, he basically called her a dyke, man. I ain't gonna read the rest, but come on. You're famous because this nigga dissed you. Like, chill.
It's you.
Yeah, I think it's like my mom said. I brought you in this world. You know, exactly. Think Kanye gets to take her out if he wants. This is a quick hit. Keisha Cole got married officially.
Aw, good for her.
She got married to Daniel Booby Gibson, NBA player.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Booby Gibson. Who I've seen his haircuts. Definitely some insufficient daddying going on there. No father would let his son get a star haircut into his hair. No.
Ain't he seen any of her reality TV shows? Why don't people pay attention?
Oh no, these niggas probably deserve each other. I see his haircut and I see her talking. And this might work. This is what
okay.
You get two hood niggas like this, this might work. They got married and, let me send Patrice the article, but if you want to look at the pictures, I think they just got in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And got married. Like, it wasn't even like a wedding or anything.
Hey, nope.
And you know what it is? You've seen the reality show. Think about her family. Do we want all of these people in a room?
Oh, that would be so terrible.
So they went on a helicopter ride, came down, husband and wife. And now they're married, and of course they announced it the traditional way through Twitter. But you know, you gotta keep it classy. You know, maybe I didn't get my invite, but I will get that tweet. You know,
oh, a Facebook post.
Yeah. I meant to send something back to her, like, where are y'all registered? You know, but she didn't answer. So Utah's trying to pass a law that makes acting sexy illegal.
Acting sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it ain't coming to arrest me, damn it.
Oh, shit. They're gonna have to put me under the jail.
Get out of here. I just got my hair done 2 days ago. I've been wearing sundresses and painting my toes and shit. No. I like to walk with a twist. Hell no. I am guilty as charged.
It's gonna be illegal on these Utah streets, Karen. They gonna hear you.
It's illegal for me to be sexy, but y'all can have 45 wives? Okay, alright. Mm-hmm. I hear you, Utah.
Yeah, I don't think that they still do the 45 wives, but apparently Utah has seen too many reruns of Big Love, and they decided, mm-mm, that young wife, we don't like her.
Now my thing is that, who defines sexy? That's the question I have. You know, who defines this?
I don't know, man. I guess the penis does.
And not only that, different people have different definitions of what's sexy.
Well, the good news is, if you're a black woman in Utah, you don't have to worry about it.
You're not in any danger of being arrested.
Yeah, you'll never be arrested because scientifically, black women aren't attractive. So now that we've solved that mystery.
Okay.
You know, I think you can win that in court. You'd be like, well, have you seen this bullshit study? I think you gotta let me go, Your Honor.
I know, sir.
And I'll take my phone back. Thank you.
Yes, I will.
Let's see. Two escort services have filed a federal lawsuit to halt a Utah solicitation law they fear could lead to the arrest of strippers or escorts who are acting sexy.
What? And maybe this is just me. Okay. You have these huge families out there. Somebody fucking. So how can you not be sexy?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have sexy sex. They have missionaries
out.
All
that boring shit. Yeah, everybody just, yeah. You know, we just there. Oh, that's not fun.
I don't know, man. I'm Big Love, they do a good job of making it seem hot. Utah defines solicitation as a person agreeing to sex in exchange for money. Well, that's how everyone does. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's just Utah. A new law that went into effect this month broadened the definition to include any person who indicates through lewd acts, such as exposing or touching themselves, that they intend to exchange sex for money.
So a woman with a low cut blouse that has no intention of doing it. I'm talking about her skirt. Is 3 inches above her knee. What, you're gonna have Mormons out there? I don't understand this.
Nuns? You know, as a man, obviously I constantly see women touching themselves all the time. You know, I was wondering when they were gonna pass a law about it, cause it's ridiculous. It's out of control. Have you seen these women on the streets? I don't know how they get away with it. But it was intended to help law enforcement agents who are working undercover in prostitution stings. They said it would be, it would take officers who were being asked by prostitutes to expose or touch themselves to prove they're not police, because making such requests as a precursor to offering sex for money is illegal under the new law. Now, let me just throw this scenario out to you, right? You're an undercover cop. I pull up, I'm looking for some of that sex, and I'm like, show me them titties. So, real cop with a real prostitute would show the titties and a cop won't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, are the Utah police currently just letting these motherfuckers go? Are they just like, okay, well, I can't prove it. Maybe he just likes titties.
Wow.
Like, I don't believe, like, they're obviously arresting those dudes too. They're not, oh, and technically he got off on another one. It's just, he had money in his hands, he asked to see my titties. And then he drove off, and you know, there's no way to know what he was after.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. This law is stupid. It's gonna get out of hand. I guarantee there's already a law for this. But anyway, so, it said officers were put in a position where they were not going to allow, so we took a different direction. And also, they're already breaking the law. Like, oh yeah, they'll stop it, just can you show me your titties? Cause you know, that's against the law. Yes, I'm going to fuck you for money, but I don't want to break any laws here. I'm trying to get captured.
The borders of the law.
I have plans this Saturday at 6.
Yes, you don't have to pull your titty all the way out. I just want to see a nipple.
Right. Yeah. Now, here's a pointless story that, you know, I don't think it's going to make any difference. But apparently, Viagra may cause people to go deaf.
Wow.
Which I say is a win-win. Like, this might shoot up the sales of Viagra. It's like, I don't have to listen to this chick, and I get the pucker?
Wow. Not only does my penis stay hard 4 to 6 to 8 hours afterwards, now I don't have to hit her when I fuck her.
I think the guy from the IMF should use this shit as a defense. You know, like, I use Viagra, I couldn't hear her. I didn't know that maid wasn't consenting.
Literally, I couldn't hear her.
Yes. I didn't know. No means yes. I can't hear no. It's not my fault. But it says, can Viagra...
How much do you have to take?
Let's see. Viagra may help a man's intimacy, but researchers say evidence is proving that the little blue pill and others like it could cause hearing loss. UK researchers surveyed I have to wonder about the correlation of the study, too, because if you're surveying motherfuckers that need Viagra, they might be losing their hearing already.
Yeah, they might be in that demographic where the balls start sagging and the sights start going, they got glaucoma and cataracts, right. So yeah. They're gonna lose their hearing anyway.
Right, they probably already couldn't hear. UK researchers surveyed drug watchdogs in the U.S. and other parts of the world and uncovered 47 cases of sudden hearing loss linked to anti-impotence drugs, the Daily Mail is reporting. Sudden hearing loss. So you lose that shit all of a sudden?
All at once.
Damn.
Imagine if you, like, go away for a month and you leave your husband at home and you come back and he's deaf.
Nice. Oh, man. Yeah, you know you be trying to play it off, too. Like, uh-huh, yeah, I agree. You agree? What do you agree with, John? I didn't ask a question. Uh-huh, yes. Exactly. That's what I said. Another 223 possible reports from the U.S. had to be excluded due to lack of detail. It wasn't clear how long the hearing loss lasted, so it's possible it could go away.
Okay.
Okay.
So the new U.S. study also finds that taking Viagra could double your chances of hearing loss. Researchers found that 1 in 3 men over the age of 40 who took Viagra suffered hearing loss, while only 1 in 6 of those not taking the drugs had suffered the same fate.
Wow.
Yeah, so like 33% of dudes who take Viagra can't hear for shit.
Oh, yeah. This was our...
I don't want to know that. Now I'm looking at my father all the time. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you've been taking a pill, Pops.
I think it's bullshit, though. I think they just start having sex with their wife and they're like, I couldn't hear you. Sorry. No. I took the pill and then I just rolled over on top of you. I thought you said yes. must be the hearing loss. They suspect the chain of chemical reactions caused by the drug could be harming the inner ear. And the FDS has warned about possible hearing complications associated with Viagra and other impotence drugs for a few years. But come on, no one's going to stop doing that shit.
Exactly, there's no turning back unless you literally say Viagra makes your penis fall off.
Yes. Yes. You can actually say it will give you dick cancer. And dudes will be like, yeah, but I get the fuck first. And
all that matters.
Yes. Is the cancer treatable? Oh, no, it's fatal? All right, I'll take my pieces. What are my odds? What are my odds, Doc? What am I looking at?
Yes, sir.
50-50 chance, instant death, or get an erection? I'll take it. Alright, here's some teachers that, I don't know why this is really an issue, but an outraged parent printed pictures and posted them on their neighbor's front doors. Pictures of what you say? Drinking and pole dancing. A group of primary school teachers posed for a series of unsavory images that they saw fit to publish on Facebook. Now, this first picture is a little ratchet, because this lady has the leg up on the pole. That's not even a pole, it's a wall.
And she ain't got no drawers on.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
not
letting it all hang out.
Yeah,
but
at least she shaved.
But, yeah, oh, and she shaved.
Yes.
But for the record, that is a savory picture. I don't know why they said it's unsavory. That's savory.
I'm
savoring it. I don't know why they hate right-click savory ass.
And maybe this is just me. Because I'm not an asshole, who is this asshole person who posts shit on somebody's...
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's just me. And on top of that, people better realize teachers are people, too. You don't pay them. You work them to death. You know, people like teachers don't have any lives outside of teaching your fucking kids.
Right. Well, apparently they're showing their drawers to everybody. 6 female teachers, including the deputy head, are pictured in army gear. Who rolls out in army gear? Anyway, it must have been a theme party.
Looks like it, yeah.
At a raucous hen party, which parents have described as shocking. Parents with no lives and...
Hell no. Parents that sit at home all day.
Jealous motherfuckers.
Yeah, angry because they got their kids and the teacher probably ain't got no kids.
Yeah, how dare you only borrow my kids and then go out and have fun. In one image, one of the women is wearing a skimpy skirt and seen with her leg wrapped provocatively around a pole. That must be the one with her leg.
The wall, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. Other photos show them flashing their knickers, downing cocktails, smoking, smoking, and flicking B signs. Oh, not the B sign, the dreaded B sign. You can't teach my kid if you're showing B signs in your private time. You might like vagina.
I hope so.
We can't have people liking vagina on the school payroll.
Not with my baby.
I need these teachers to get back to fucking these kids. They can't be fucking each other and consenting adults, that the news won't be as good. Because their Facebook profiles were not set to private, the images could be seen by anyone. A parent of one pupil at the school spotted the pictures, printed out 5 pages of them. You have too much time on your motherfucking hands.
Yes, and on top of that, if I was teacher, I would sue the shit out of her. How can you take something off the internet, post it everywhere, just to publicly embarrass me when I promise you these same people are doing some shit behind their closed doors that they don't want out in the public?
They have their pages set to private, Karen, so that doesn't count.
You know what?
Sure, I have sex with animals in my off time, but I have it set to where my coworkers can't see it, so that's fine.
Yeah, and I guess so. And on top of that, all these people is white. Because I'm trying to tell you, you post some shit of me, a party, and on my own free time, we might have some issues.
Well, now, technically, I don't think it's illegal, though. Because I don't think you can win a lawsuit. Because...
No, you can't.
Pages are public.
No, you can't. That's why this woman get ass for posting this shit.
Right, yeah. I might be still going,
if I'm going to go to jail, let it be for something good, for whooping your ass, to show you, you don't go post shit on people's front door.
That's what it's going okay.
to be.
Get to the arraignment.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll take the punishment. I'm guilty as Charles for whooping her ass. I bet she won't do that shit no more. Find something else to do with your time. Mm.
Especially because most of these pictures are just them holding drinks.
Yeah, only one picture of one woman was ratchet. Every other picture is like people having a good time at the bar.
And that's my thing. The people that do this shit, they don't have fucking lives. Find something else to do. You have that much time on your hands? Well, you have a life.
I was going to read the rest of this, but Karen getting too angry, and I got to live here.
Sorry.
I understand. No. It's not like the bartender was 7. What are we talking this for? This is silly.
So here's a dude. Aw, this is no better. Fuck. Me and these ratchet ass stories. Let me send this one to Patrice. Alright. So this guy, he claims that he needed child pornography to keep from killing his family.
Well.
So who's gonna show up? So can you imagine when he's in trial, like who's showing up on his side?
Nobody.
Nigga, you was gonna kill me, you pedophile. You was gonna kill me.
That's like a double strike. Wow.
Can I sit over here with the prosecutors, please? Wow.
That's gonna be a lonely ass trial for this man.
Yeah. Joshua K. Price, 26, was arrested in late March after leaving a flash drive containing pornography in a computer lab at Joliet Junior College in Illinois. Because, you know, you need to bring your flash drive child porn to the computer lab. Everybody knows that. That's where you keep your dissertation.
And like homework and youthful girls.
Another student reportedly found the flash drive and gave it to a lab assistant. Oh, you know the ass. And you know you looked in there. You should check this out. Because it's dead. Because, you know, most people be like, ooh, free flash drive. I'm a student. I'm going to erase this shit and keep my phone.
I know, right?
But let's see what's on it first. Oh, evidence.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
I'm now a witness.
I know. I'm not going to jail.
Let me give this shit to somebody.
I'll be locked up, too.
He gave it to a lab assistant who looked through the drive to see if he could find its owner. The laboratory assistant is reported to have found sexually explicit photos of young girls interspersed with homework and papers.
Oh, shit. Stay on my grind.
Yeah, girl.
I don't need to.
I'm a tight with my right hand and jack off with my left. Yeah, girl.
I don't need no 2 flash drives. That's
no.
I can consolidate.
Multitasking.
Oh, shit.
Very wasteful.
Don't look in the taxes folder. Just look in the homework folder, Professor. So they found homework with his name on it. The laboratory worker turned over the drive to city police, who arrested Price and seized computers and flash drives from his apartment. Police reportedly found 1,700 images on his computer.
Ooh, good. Ooh, he was not playing.
Including child pornography. And hundreds of images of dismembered women.
Pardon? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
If these images are staged images and not genuine, prosecutors wrote in a bond request document, the level of staging appears to be very sophisticated.
Oh, shit.
Right, it was like, this shit is fake. They did a real good job.
Yeah, they trying to say you might have really did some stuff. For, police said that Price has been very honest in videos. That's when you know you cray-cray. Like, the craziest people don't mind telling you shit. They not even cunning. They're just like, of course. I mean, don't we all?
No, nigga, we don't.
I have nothing to lose. Let's go.
Yeah. I've been wanting to talk about this.
I can show you all the bodies are.
Like, he's had random thoughts. He's like, is it just me? Yeah. Or do you need to dismember a body before you can get an erection? Oh, it is just me? Oh. Okay.
Oh.
My bad, dog. What about child porn? Anybody into that? Red, show of hands.
No.
No detectives?
You choke a little bit, just choke a little bit.
Yeah. Any detectives?
Make a little woozy till she pass out. No, nobody?
Any detectives into blood play? No? Okay. That's the first. I invented that. Okay. Cool. So he was very honest in his interview, saying that he has post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in the military in the Middle East. And wow. He was using child pornography to take his mind off of anger. Because, you know, what's happier than the innocence of a little kid about to be taken from them? Brutally. You know. And bodies. During a hearing this past Wednesday, Will County Detective Joseph Fazio, also said Price told him that the pornography keeps him from thinking about killing his wife and children. Well, isn't that lovely? I'm sure they're very supportive in this case. You think he told them that? It's like, you need to get rid of the child porn. He's like, well, it's this or killing you and the kids. Okay, the porn can stay.
I'm like, okay, kids, pack your shit up right now.
Yeah, the best
thing. Yeah, right.
You know, I'll be like, you know what, kids, don't even pack your shit up. But like, kids, just head to the car. Mama ain't got no shoes. Just head to the car. Yeah, just get in the car.
You don't want to end up dismembered or on one of them pictures.
No.
Police say Price's bail was set at $250,000, but it was increased to $1 million at the Wednesday hearing. Cause all that honesty, you know.
That's right.
Honesty surcharge. $1 million, motherfucker. You are.
We're gonna be sure you are not gonna post bail.
He currently faces 3 child pornography possession charges that, if convicted, could result in him being sentenced to 7 years in jail. That's it. Wow. Oh, this nigga should never get out. Oh wow. No.
And on top of that, who gonna post bail for him? Ain't like his family with him.
Yes, this nigga needs infinite time.
Wow.
Oh, I'll
just sit in the corner. You need to think about what you did.
Now, this is the worst story. I know what you guys are thinking. Worse than child porn, dismembered bodies, and threatening to kill your family?
Wow.
This shit is worse than me. This motherfucker needs to go to prison forever. And I say death penalty for this. Man charged after allegedly ejaculating in his drunk friend's mouth.
Oh!
Yeah, death penalty for this nigga.
No. No.
This is why I don't get drunk around white people anymore.
Yes. Can't do it.
Like when they talk about blacking out, you know, like, oh, I got blackout drunk. It was me, Jawaine, Timmy, not Rod. Never. You motherfuckers play too much.
You know what? I just got mad. Like, I got mad and it has nothing to do with me. Like, it has no possibility of happening to me. Like, I just genuinely got mad just now. Like, no, that's not even right. That's not funny.
Right. I want to hurt this thing. Like, I just want to see. If I see him, Robert David Cole, if I see you on the street, your ass is mine, son. Let me just catch you on a fucking layover in Charlotte. Let me see you somewhere. I'm going to punch you in the
stomach. That's not the show.
Infinite stomach punch for this dude. Like, ugh. All right, so Robert David Cole, you know, from Waco, Texas, because, you know, everything's sane there. You know how they do. He turned himself into Waco police May 9th on a charge of sexual assault stemming from an alleged date rape incident at Baylor University campus area party. Yeah, so probably other people were there. You know when people heard alleged date rape, they're like, oh man, so this guy must have raped some chick, and then this is actually worse than just rape. According to a police affidavit, Cole and the victim went to the party where both
consumed a large amount of alcohol, you don't say.
Word.
The victim reportedly became so intoxicated, oh, so it was a chick, that she was stumbling around and was embarrassing herself. A friend took her into a bedroom so she could lie down. The affidavit described her being at the point of passing out when Cole got into the bed with her and ejaculated into her mouth. According to the affidavit, say that again, Patrice, I'm sorry.
I cannot.
You like to think you can pass out around your friends, right? You'd like to think that. According to the affidavit, the victim wasn't aware of what had happened, but says Cole told her the next day what he had done. Damn. He told on himself.
Wow.
Was he proud? Oh, you sucked my dick last night. What? I was not consenting to that. My night ended at 10:30 when I passed out. Oh no, it ended at 10:45. Trust me.
Wow.
I fall asleep with my mouth open all the time. I don't know, baby. That's why this hit home for me. I can't.
I mean, we are married, and sometimes Karen just falls asleep and takes a nap on the couch. I've never thought, you know what would be nice for her? A nice treat? Sperm. Let's just, how would you like a surprise load?
Especially surprise. You know, yeah. It's the difference. I can see it coming, but man, I might wake up swinging. I'm sorry.
That's how you get your dick.
You know what I'm
saying? How you get it bit off, too. Yeah. Somebody drunk.
You know, I'm going to start a rumor that I have locked jaw. That's what
I'm saying. Oh.
That's how you lose your dick. That's how you end over there in Korea and get that shit reattached.
She was also reported, he also reportedly told other friends as well.
Oh, so he was bragging about this shit.
Yeah, because he was a loser. He was lying.
And
he's like, yo, man, guess who sucked my dick last night? Remember that girl that passed out? Me, dog. She sucked my dick. No, she didn't consent. What is that? What is this consent? Why do y'all keep talking about rape? I'm telling y'all I got my dick sucked. Why can't you be happy for me?
Wow. And the thing about this is that either she's too embarrassed or she's not crazy, because this would have been like man charged after alleged ejaculation in friend's mouth dead. She'd have tried to stab. You don't do that shit.
Cold. Well, she didn't even know. Okay. That passed out.
No, yeah. I mean, after she was informed, oh, she would have attacked him.
She wouldn't tell the police. Cole turned himself into police after an arrest warrant was issued charging him with sexual assault. He was held in McLennan County Jail, but he's now free on $2,500 bond, or $25,000 bond. Who the fuck paid for him?
That's right.
You can stay your mouth raping ass in prison. I don't care if you my son or not. You get what you get, son. That's not a funny joke.
Yeah, there are some things I don't believe in paying for children, and jail is one of them, especially if you did some shit. Your ass is stained. That's why I ain't got no kids. My kids would know. Don't call mama. Mama ain't ass out.
Karen does not have kids because people ejaculate in people's mouths. She just told y'all. That's what happens. I can't believe. Oh man. You think it was worse when he's like, oh, and smell my finger. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's you.
I ever try to get a job and get hired by a woman, fall apart instantly.
And there's no way to explain that. Like, this isn't an episode of Jackass, but even the people on Jackass are like, ooh, you nasty. That's not funny at all.
That's not good. And he probably was even like, it was shaved. It was shaved. I ain't getting no hair. I just did the sperm.
Something for your mouth. You look parched.
All in your mouth, girl.
So,
You think he was playing that Lil Wayne song? Oh, ski.
Oh, that's Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, I'm sorry. Think he took that literally?
Yeah, I think so, man. So, you know how we were talking about teachers and how they're not respected and these teachers got fired and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently this boy who was 13, and this happened in Florida, surprise, surprise. A 13-year-old Florida boy is accused of putting a prescription drug into his teacher's coffee to get back at her for yelling at him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She had an attitude and he decided, fuck that. I have prescription drugs. Police in Osceola County, Florida says the school resource officer at Discovery Intermediate School, well, something was discovered, alright, was informed Thursday of rumors that a student had attempted to poison a teacher on Monday. Police interviewed the boy, who said they admitted that he put one of his prescription clonidine? I've never heard of this drug. Clonidine? Anyway, pills into the teacher's drink because she yelled at him in class. That drug is often used to treat high blood pressure. What is this little nigga doing with high blood pressure already?
You been like, they had just kids, man. They have blood pressure to make mine and yours look like we run a marathon.
Nigga, you 13. Uh-huh.
Parents feed good parents. A lot of parents feed their kids shit.
See, and then motherfuckers was mad at us when I said you don't need no fucking, snack machine in the school. Everybody, oh no, man, kids can make that decision. Really? Well, this guy has high blood pressure at 13. Talk to him. 13. True life, I have high blood pressure. I'm 13. That would be.
Wow. You even have blood pressure at 13.
Yes.
Blood pressure talks about 25.
Like, that's one of those tests that the doctor don't do when you're a kid. They're just like, why would we do that?
Yeah.
Just let me hold your balls and cough. Just let's get this over with.
Blood pressure's, put it on the chart. It's blood pressure's 4.
Yeah. Yeah, your blood pressure is alive. Anyway, so he put these drugs in our coffee, and what it does, it decreases the body's heart rate and relaxes blood vessels so blood can flow more easily through the body.
Ooh.
The boy told police he takes the drug to go to sleep, because, you know, his mom's really, really good about letting him have that Mountain Dew to the extreme. So he put it in her coffee. The teacher went home sick. Tell the teacher she felt nauseated, dizzy, and was drowsy. The boy's charged with poisoning the food with intent to injure. So,
wow.
Don't be yelling at your kids.
Yeah, I don't care what nobody say. Don't be no teacher.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's one fee.
I put it.
No, on top of that, you can't have no private life. Motherfuckers won't put your shit on the front doors. No, stay away from teaching.
So, speaking of parents and teachers and shit, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. A lot of kids complain about homework, but now some parents are saying their children are getting too much and they want it abolished.
What kind of stupid ass parents are these?
Well, they are from New Jersey, and I have seen Jersey Shore. Even during their lunch break, high school students in Maplewood try to squeeze in some homework. 2 or 3 hours, freshman Maddie Reichman told CBS 2's Cindy Hugh, referring to how much homework she gets on the average per night. Friends said it's sometimes as much as 4 hours and makes for a very hard balancing act. What the fuck are you balancing? You're a kid. There's nothing to balance. Your school is what you balance. Oh yeah, you know, I wanted to go to the club, but you know, just homework, man.
Hey, I was trying to do my taxes last night, but man.
You know, Robbie Jr., my kid, he's having a problem too. I play sports, so it's really tough to have practice right after school and come home at 6:30 and then do my homework, eat, do my chores, do everything.
What the fuck? Adults have to deal with this all the time.
What care? You know how tough it was to eat when you were in high school.
Word.
Remember that? It would take sometimes 5 to 10 minutes.
To eat?
Yeah, your mom would work a couple hours making this shit. And then you come in and, you know, you take 5 to 10 minutes to do that. That is hard when you have homework, too.
I guess so.
I just can't believe they tricked their parents into, like, going down to the school.
I can't believe parents are stupid enough to go take their asses down to the school.
Yeah, I don't think
And they gotta be white. I'm sorry, that's stupid.
I don't think I've ever told my parents something like, I have too much homework, can you talk to my teacher?
No, I was publicly informed that school was my job.
Yes, that's
what I was told too, and made it. It was made very clearly that I had nothing else to do in life but school.
Mm-hmm. It says, the education expert Cy Flegel said not having homework is not the answer. It's like someone saying, because it took an expert. Oh man, this world should have got raptured. It's like someone saying to you, too much food is no good for you. What's the solution? Let's not eat anything. What has to happen is more attention has to be paid to the quality of the homework assignment. So it said they need to follow homework amount guidelines such as 10 minutes for first graders, 20 minutes for second graders, and so on, with the maximum load of homework reaching 2 hours in high school. Teachers should coordinate with each other. My daughter is frequently up until midnight doing homework. Sometimes past last night, it was 2 a.m. How about she puts down the fucking Angry Birds and just do the homework the whole time?
And on top of that, the thing that pissed me off is that here in our country, our children watch the most television. They play the most video games. We have the lowest rate as far as industrialized countries, as far as education. And we have stupid parents talking about, we don't need no more homework. What? Well,
now we know why they have high self-esteem.
Real high and dumb as shit, yes. All right.
Now this article is pretty ratchet. We have to do this because it wouldn't be the black autism if we didn't bring up these crazy motherfuckers with swords. Y'all keep doing shit. I keep bringing it up. May 20th. This shit just happened like today or yesterday. Like, these motherfuckers can't help themselves. A Louisville woman was faces first-degree disorderly conduct and menacing charges after police said she took out a sword during an argument at a Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. According to an arrest report, Wanika Mason, a black woman, was as if I needed to add it. But when you read her name, it's like, it's almost like that is part of her name. Her last name is a black woman. Oh, you talking about Wanika Mason, a black woman? Yes.
Yes, that all goes together.
She was causing trouble at Pizza Hut on 7th Street Road, and police were called. When police arrived, she began yelling at them. Customers and employees were in the restaurant. Employees said they felt threatened by Mason's behavior. An employee told police Mason had a sword with her and began yelling and pulling it out of the scabbard. That must be the sheet. According to the police report, the report also stated Mason's brother said he took the sword from her and put it in the car. Officers were given consent to search the vehicle and found the sword on the driver's seat. Don't trust motherfuckers with swords. That's the lesson. Stop. Don't
all
go places
with
them.
All she wanted to do was cut her piece. Why are these people that piece of her giving her a hard time? She just didn't like the, you know, she didn't like the way they cut it, so she bought her own knife.
She's like, fuck it, I'm going. I got to have my pizza. Pizza. I need exactly half a piece of pizza. I don't like the way y'all cut it.
No.
I brought my own sword. I watched Ninja Turtles and I came up here. So this other last story. Deputy's taser trumps woman's sword in East Montgomery County.
Wow.
That's right. Taser over sword. All day, every day. A deputy was dispatched May 11th to Joy Village Drive for a welfare check. Wait, was he getting a welfare check or was he checking on people that had welfare?
I don't really say.
Upon arrival, the deputy could see the woman who she had dealt with previously through the front door. The woman invited the deputy into the residence. The woman went into a mental episode, grabbed a sword, and started chasing the deputy. Assistant deputies responded to the scene and the female was subdued by the use of a taser. She was arrested and charged with aggravated assault on a public servant and transported to jail. On May 11th, a deputy responded to some address. In reference to an assault, a 24-year-old man who was intoxicated was found in the middle of the street, admitted to smoking marijuana and taking some pills, and was arrested for public intoxication, which has nothing to do with the first crime. Anyway, the first crime, deputy comes to the house, checking on some welfare stuff. And they say, come on in, let me show you my sword.
Wow.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
That's cut the check. That's how you cut the check right there, indeed.
Yeah, that's how you get your check cut off.
So, yeah, these sword people, we got to get them off the streets, man. I don't know what Adjective J is supporting, but.
Me either.
No, none of that. So, anyway. This has been another episode of the Black Autism Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Our guest was Patrice C on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you check her out, hellandheartaches.com, y'all. It's a hilarious blog. You can go there and you can find out about all sorts of ratchetness and ratchery and other verb forms of ratchet.
Yes.
And, you know, follow her on Twitter. She's at Patrice C. Make sure you guys check us out, theblackautism.com. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'll say that again. That as in D-A-T.
And make sure you donate. Make sure you call the show. 704-557-0186. Leave us a voicemail. Email the show, theblackoutips@gmail.com. And until next time, love you.
You too, baby. Mwah.